So let's review. Our shiur began with another exchange between Rabbi Akiva and Behuda ben Beser, similar to the one at the end of the previous daf. Rabbi Akiva says that not only Miriam, but also Aaron got tzaras for speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, Rabbi Behuda ben Beser took him to task and said, Benkacha benkach ato asad lid nesadin. Either way, you will have to account for your statement. If you are correct, hatera kisa soyev ato megala isay. You are revealing something that the Torah kept hidden. If you are wrong, you are maligning this tzaddik. The Gemara goes on to teach two important lessons from the psukim that describe Moshe Rabbeinu sticking his hand in his garment and getting tzaras on his skin. Amr Shlokesh, one who suspects innocent people of wrongdoing gets afflicted on his body. We learn this from Moshe, saying, the Jewish people will not believe that I am a messenger of Hashem to redeem them. And as a result, he got tzaras on his skin. The second lesson, Amar Rava v'itema Reb Yisi Reb Chanina, Midah Tova m'maheris lava m'midas peronis. We can learn that good things are quicker to come than bad things from the fact that tzaras on Moshe's skin disappeared more quickly than it had appeared in the first place. The Gemara now returns to our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, which discussed a case where somebody throws something, Mishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Ram be'emtza, from one Rishus Hayachid to another through Rishus Ram. Rabbi Akiva says he's chayim, and the Chum say he's pater. Boi rabba, lamata ma'asar pligi, ava lamala ma'asar debiak kol pater, idilma lamala ma'asar pligi, ava lamata ma'asar debiak kol chayim. We can more suggest two possible ways to understand the machlekes. Where the object is passing through the airspace of the Rishus Rabbim at a height of less than 10 tefachim from the ground, Rabbi Akiva machayim because he holds kluta kemisha hun chadami. When something is in the airspace of a rishus, we view it as if it's already resting in that rishus. Therefore, he is chayav for haitzah mirishus ha'yachal rishus ha'rabim, because when the object passed through the airspace of the rishus ha'rabim, it's as if it had come to rest in the rishus ha'rabim. V'acham paitrim, because lo yamrin ekluti kemishon chadami. V'acham exempt him from liability, because they do not consider the object as if it had come to rest in the rishus ha'rabim. Therefore, all he did was transfer the object from one rishus ha'yachal to another rishus ha'yachal, which is not a malach. However, Bekiva would agree that one is potter if it was thrown through the airspace of the Rishus Ram above the height of 10 tefachim from the ground, because it's a makam ptur, an area that is neither Rishus Yachid nor Rishus Ram, and you're not chayav for carrying to and from it on Shabbos. Although Meishit, passing an item above 10 tefachim is chayav, as we learned in the Mishnah, from the Avodah Salavim who passed the Krushim from one wagon to another, which were 10 tefachim high, Le'el Finan Zerg Meishit, we do not learn throwing from passing. There is another way to learn the machlekes. The thrown object passed through above 10 tefachim. The machlekes is Rabbi Akiva mechayev because yalfin and zarek mimoshin. We learn throwing from passing that he's chayev. V'chacham poitrin because lo yalfin and zarek mimoshin. We do not learn throwing from passing and throwing above 10 tefachim is potter. However, below 10 tefachim, the Chacham would agree that he's chayev because they also hold kluta kemi yishon chadamia. The Gemara also cites Rabbi Lezer who holds that the machlekes is in both cases, above and below 10 tefachim. Rabbi Akiva mechayev because he holds both yalfin zerg mimoshit and kluta kemisha hun chadamia. Racham paitrim because they hold lo yalfin zerg mimoshit and lo yamrin kluta kemisha hun chadamia. The Gemara mentions another opinion, that of Reb Chilki Bar Tovi, who understood the machlokes as the first tzad. Lamala ma'asar de Yaakov Potter, above 10 tefachim, all agree that he's Potter. The machlokes is below 10 tefachim, but only above 3 tefachim. Mishloisha va'arasara bundle the machlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabban. From 3 to 10 tefachim is where the machlekes applies. Below 3 tefachim, the Chum will agree that he's chayv, based on the principle of Lovet, which teaches that anything within 3 tefachim of the ground is considered to be resting directly on the ground. The Gemara later explains. Minoha milsadam rabbanon kol pachas mishloisha kol lovedami. From where do we know the concept of Lovet? At first, the Gemara suggests a svara. It would be impossible for a public street to be a perfectly flat one. We have to assume that some protrusions are considered to be part of the ground of the Rishus Rabbim. However, after questioning why we would randomly make the cutoff at 3 tefachim, the Gemara concludes, Kol poches mishleisha kelavidami hechaz gemirila. We know lovid from halacha l'maisha misinai. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites a brisa which adds, above 10 tefachim, even though everybody agrees that one would be potter midiraisa, it is asa midirabanan to transfer an object from one rishus yachid to another without eruv chatzeres. If both Rishuyos HaYachid belong to the same person and they are at the same height, it is mutter to transfer from one to the other, even midrabban. Let's summarize the three types of carrying. Naver, carrying. One is chayv at any height, even lamala masar tfachim. Above 10 tfachim, as Rabbi Elazar taught above on Dav Tzadi Beis, shekein masa b'nei kas, who carried objects on their shoulders which were above 10 tfachim from the ground. Moshet, passing. Here too, one is chayv lamala masar tfachim, as we learned in the Mishnah, shekein avoid the salavim. The B'nai Merari would pass the Krushim from one wagon to another, which were 10 Tfachim high. Zoyrik, throwing. Above 10 Tfachim depends on the various opinions on this daf. The Gemara continues. Tan Rabban, Mishus HaRabim L'Shus HaRabim V'Shus HaYochid B'Emtza. Rabbi Mechayev, Acham Paitrin. When somebody throws from one Rishus HaRabim to another, with Rishus HaYochid in the middle, Rabbi would hold he is Chayev, and Acham hold he is Patu. The Gemara adds two details in Rabbi's opinion. Loi chayiv Rebbe elu Rishus HaYachid Mekoira. Rebbe obligates only when the Rishus HaYachid that it passes through has a roof on it. Where we say basic command demaliyadami. The house is considered filled so that anything that passes through it is considered to be resting in it. And Amrav Chana, Amrav Yehuda, Amrav Shmuel, Mechayiv Hoi Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe would say you are chayiv twice. One for transferring from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid, and once we're bringing it from the Rishus HaYachid in the middle to the Rishus HaRabim on the other side. The Gemara rejects this because Rebbe does not hold Chayva Telada B'Makam Ab, that one would be Chayv separately for a Telada like Hachnasa when he's already Chayv for its Malacha, the Ab Malacha of Haitzah. Instead, the Gemara suggests that the comment Chayv Shtayim was said regarding a teaching of Rebbe Yehuda in a case where a person threw something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim and it landed more than four Amos into the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda says he is chayiv. At first we assert that he means he's chayiv twice. Once for Haitzah Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim, and once for Havar, carrying it four Amos within the Rishus HaRabim. However, here too the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yehuda only meant that he's chayiv for one violation. Even according to the Hava Mina that Rabbi Yehuda holds he's chayiv two karbanas, we must say that we are talking about a case, Ba'omer kol makom shetirtze tenuach. The thrower did not intend for it to land in a specific place. Because if he intended it to land right outside the Rishus HaYachid, he would not be chayiv for the extra four Amos that had traveled in the Rishus HaRabim. And if he intended it to land four Amos into the Rishus HaRabim, he would not be chayiv for the Nishleitzah from the Rishus HaYachid because his intention was not fulfilled. The Gemara continues with the related halacha. Pshita, Niskavan Lizrik Shmoy Nevezark Arba. Hare Kasav Shem Shimon. It is obvious that if he intended to throw something eight Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, but accidentally threw only four Amos. He is chayiv because it's like intending to write the name Shimon and stopping after writing Shame, where he intended to do a larger malacha but did a smaller malacha. Niskavan lizrik arba v'zorik shmoy namahu. What would be the halacha if a person intended to throw something four Amos and he overthrew it to the point of eight Amos away? The Gemara answers that not only is he putter in the case where he overthrew it, but even the case where he underthrew it. Where we thought it was obvious that he would be chayiv, he is in fact putter, because it did not land where he intended it for it to land. This is not at all like writing Shem Shimon, because one cannot write Shimon without the first two letters. Therefore, he intended to write Shem. However, one can certainly throw something eight Amos without it ever landing at four Amos. Therefore, as Rashi writes, Loi niskayim machshavte. His intention was not fulfilled, and he would be potter. However, in the situation of Bo'imer kol makom shetirtze tenuach, he has no intention of a specific place, he would be chayiv in both cases.